March 15th, Julius Caesar's Day of Reckoning. On this day in 32 BC, Julius Caesar, Roman general and politician, was assassinated. Famously told by soothsayers to beware the Ides of March, Caesar nevertheless went to the Senate on that very day, the 15th of March, that is, where he was due to give a speech. He was met on the steps by the conspirators and stabbed, we are told, a total of 36 times. The conspirators acted because they feared for the Roman Republic and democracy after Caesar had been proclaimed dictator. In fact, their actions brought about the unforeseen result of ending the Republic altogether with the start of Imperial Rome. Caesar had been highly popular with the Roman mob, and in his will he left lands and property to them. The mob were furious at his assassination and at its perpetrators. Shakespeare recounted these events fairly correctly in his famous play Julius Caesar. Here is part of the speech by Marcus Antonius following Caesar's death, as it is in Shakespeare's play. But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. O masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who, you all know, are honourable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I will wrong such honourable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. It is his will. Let but the commons hear this testament, and they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds and dip their napkins in his sacred blood. The play goes on with a number of speeches, eventually inciting the mob to rise with the inevitable civil war, followed by the start of the Roman Empire and emperors, beginning with Augustus. Today I will try not to be a resentful person, remembering past hurt. I will remind myself that by forgiving others, I am in fact helping myself.